Heidi Tavakoli, Research Fellow in the Centre for Aid and Public Expenditure here at ODI. Heidi, this year you've organised a meeting series on budget support. You clearly feel that budget support is an important issue to be focusing on for those working on aid issues. Aid issues will be being discussed in Busan at the High Level Forum on Aid Effectiveness next week. What are the messages that came out of your meeting series that are relevant to the Busan conference?
So we had a meeting series on budget support this year, and we decided to organise it because there seems to be waning appetite amongst donors for budget support. And there are a number of key messages that came out of the meeting series. The first is that actually budget support is working, but we need to try and improve its application. And we can do that by strengthening the results focus. This can be done both in the way we apply budget support to make sure that we actually focus on development impact, and also in the way we assess its effectiveness. And there's a lot to be learnt from recent innovations related to NDG contracts, cash on delivery, and the new P4R. We also thought it's important to actually start dealing with some of the thorny issues related to the political economy of budget support, such as what are the assumptions we make about how it actually works in practice, and can we somehow deal with this tension between what we need donors to do to make budget support work and what donors need to actually defend aid to their domestic constituencies. And finally, the last key message related to the fact that we're in a world now where there are a growing number of new aid instruments, but actually we need to start thinking about how we can perhaps preserve some of the best features of the best instruments, but do so in a way that accommodates the growing concerns for managing risk and also demonstrating results.
The conference is taking place next week. It starts on Tuesday. It'll be over by Friday. What, if anything, do you think will be achieved in that time and going forward from the conference?
I'm sure at the conference you'll get a large number of actors agreeing to some very sensible and not particularly controversial aid principles. For me, the test will really be in whether those actions are implementable and whether they're ambitious enough. Going forward, though, I think for post-Busan as a process to remain successful, it needs to retain its relevance. And actually, I think it needs to do that by continuing to be inclusive and bringing in the new faces and new flows involved in development finance.